Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm Dr. Pat, joined by Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Howdy.
For more information about us, you can go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. You know, Benny and I have been together a long time. And so, you know, we've gotten to talk about a lot of different things that we implement in our lives. And one of the things we talk a lot about is food. We both like to talk about food in a lot of different ways. And I'll tell you, you know, I've had a lot of different people on the show and talk about what to eat, what not to eat. But very few of them explain why and how it affects the body. Today, my guest is a masterful at this. And we are going to have a blast today. Joining me here is someone that we've had on the show before. Kind of a sneak. She popped in kind of like a little sneak peek there, right?
She couldn't find her way out of the building.
She couldn't find her way. Well, no one would let her.
Just come on in. We'll interview you.
Just come on in. Yeah,
you look happy.
Let's talk to her.
Pleasure to be on the air.
But she came with a very powerful message. And that is about each of us understanding what is the system we call our body and what is the system we call our food chain? You know, what is it? Now, how do we come to peace with who we are today in the world? What's good for us and what works, what doesn't? And not just from, you know, the perspective of the athlete, but from the perspective of people like me and Benny who sit down a lot. And what works for us. I'm talking about Dr. Susan Kleiner. She's joining us here today. One of the foremost nutrition authorities sought after, you know, globally sought after, that talks about strength. And, you know, she has a power eating program. But beyond that, she is.
Power eating program like Kobayashi?
You
know
you
who
think
that
so?
Is?
Yeah.
No, I'm curious. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it?
We're going to find out.
Oh, okay.
Do you think?
I don't know.
I don't think she's talking about power eating a bucket of chicken wings.
Well, that's who Kobayashi is.
Yeah.
He's like the former reigning champ of how
chicken
many hot
wings.
Dogs you
can. Yeah, exactly.
And chicken wings.
I don't think that's what we're talking about.
He's pure athlete, though. I don't know if you've seen the guy. He's got a six pack. And he can eat like 10 pounds of food in like a minute.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Right. Well, there are
that's
one
athletic,
there
I
are
think.
One or two of those people in the world.
All right.
Just like there are people out there with IQs over 200. So joining me here today, we're going to...
Neither one of us.
Not us.
Definitely not me.
No, that's not it. Just look at my GRE scores. That'll tell you a little something. But, you know, there's something that each of us gets to do. And what she gets to do is educate and inform us and help a lot of people understand what's going on. Today, we're going to talk about the good mood diet. What does that mean? Now, I'll tell you what it does mean for me. I know that if I sit down and I have something the night before and I'm not really clear on what I'm putting in my mouth or why I'm putting in my mouth, I will guarantee you that I will feel something not so good the next day or even almost immediately. It's interesting. You ever eat something? Just had this experience with a friend of mine the other day who was eating yogurt and fruit, and your nose starts running. Wonder what that might mean. But joining me here today, we're going to talk about what this lifestyle plan is about. And, you know, that it's not really, quote, a diet. That is a word that's thrown around quite a bit. Dr. Kleiner's joining us here today. You're going to hear a lot about her. And how do we get to stay in a good mood? How do we do this? How do we do it, especially in the Pacific Northwest? And what are some of the myths that we're going to shake up here a little bit on the show? Welcome to the show. It's good to have you
here.
I
am so happy to be here, Pat. Thank you for having me.
So we were just chit-chatting a little bit before the show because it's, you know, I was saying to you that, and, you know, this is important to talk about. you know, we hear about these diets, which are, I think they're called fad diets, meaning that they come, they go. Some of them are rather extreme. People look at the Atkins diet years ago and thought it was so extreme. I don't think people look at it so much now as extreme. If you go to the other end of the spectrum, all raw vegan food, people look at that. That's extreme. And the latest now, I guess, selling off the shelves of all the bookstores is the paleo diet, which is also known as the hunter-gatherer diet. Someone emailed me today after seeing the newsletter and said, you should be talking about the Beyonce diet because have you looked at her lately? But this is to talk about, you know, your life journey, and what you've learned and discovered. And it's great to have you here.
Well, thank you. You know, what is my sort of founding message is that we need to use evidence as a professional, a licensed, credentialed professional, as an educated professional. I want to make sure that whatever kind of public health message, you know, sitting on the radio, talking to people who aren't across the table from me where I have their complete health history right in front of me, that I give them information that is scientifically sound, that has evidence to support it. And that's always the cornerstone of what mm-hmm. I do. Now, of course, I also have over 30 years of experience.
Right.
And so whether it's my 30 years of experience or it's hundreds of years of traditional medicine that we look at, when we lack the science to guide us, then, you know, you kind of put all that together in an educated framework with the view of what is best as a clear message that people can follow, not a message that's going to sell the most books.
Right.
And my problem with most of the diet world, first of all, I finally stepped my toe into it with the Good Mood Diet. I am, as you said, a high-performance nutritionist, and I've lived in the athletic world for much of my career. But I stepped into the diet world, and I saw a world of basically archaic torture, where, you know, it was medieval approaches to helping people get healthy and in a very painful way, and telling them that their body didn't work and only if they followed this plan could they get fixed. I don't have that approach at all.
Well, yeah, not only but the consequence if you don't follow a plan. I mean, we were talking about shame during the last show. Let me tell you, the consequences of not, what do they call it, getting off the wagon, whatever that is, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You know, doing that one thing that takes you off.
Right.
And I was just referring to one particular book that was come across my desk. The consequences in this particular plan for eating wheat are devastating.
Right, right.
I was reading that book, and it said, you know, you could slip here and you can slip here, but whatever you do, do not slip around gluten. And they went through this thing that said it will take you 20 days to revert. And I'm thinking, wow.
And
I got scared.
Many of these books, not all, I mean, some of them are completely creative writing that you know, they never opened anything other than their imagination to write the book. Others take a nugget or a kernel of really good science,
mm-hmm,
and they carry it out into the extremes. You know, not only is this diet going to help you lose weight, it's going to cure AIDS and cancer. Not only is this diet going to, you know, give you healthy skin, but you're also going to be 30 years younger. You know, it loses its credibility completely. And so things like, you know, the more popular diets today, many of them do that. And so in my mind, there are parts of most of the more popular diets today that have some good credibility in them. But then they get carried away with themselves trying to get a hook to market the book. And for me, it's really simple. The Good Mood Diet is all about how you feel. It's not about what you weigh. Because if we had a problem with what we weigh, which we do. And since all diets work, and the research is very clear that just about any diet you go on, if you stick to it, you'll lose weight. The problem is we gain it back again. And so if it was about what we weighed, everyone would be thin. But it's not. It's all about how you feel. And when these diets make you feel bad,
right,
and your instinct for survival kicks in, which hopefully it does for everyone, then you go off because you want to survive. So why not create a plan that uses the science that we understand, makes you feel really good, and then you'll stick to the plan.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Susan Kleiner about this. And you know what we're going to tackle? We're going to tackle the age-old controversy, breakfast. Not only do we hear that it's the most important meal of the day, but we're also told what we should eat at that meal. That's not across the board. But, what we're hearing is this is what you eat. This is why you eat it. Some part of this makes sense to us, but a large part of it does not make us feel good. Think about that. I know I've been on pretty much every food plan on the planet. And I could point to probably one which made me feel good. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Dr. Susan Kleiner. Take it from me. You can go your own way.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk
Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, checking up.
That's what I'm saying. Just honoring those talented people from The Voice last night. Benny, good job. Heather, good job. Brian, good job. And up to all the people on The Voice last night. Super job. Super job. I love talent. And talk about talent. That's my guest today, Dr. Susan Kleiner. You know what? It's so cool to have you here. You have worked and helped sculpt. And I know this because in my youth, I was a professional athlete. So I understand what it means to train. Even if you don't think table tennis is a profession, it actually is.
Don't be pointing that finger at me. I know it is.
It's an Olympic sport.
It is.
Thank you very much. There's reassurance. I never said that.
But we didn't have the knowledge that you're bringing to the show today. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that were mixed up and old and really didn't come together. And in 30 years, you must have seen it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's talk about breakfast. Is it really the meal we should have?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that takes care of that.
Yeah, show's over.
Did you have your breakfast today, Benny?
Of course I did.
Okay, just checking.
So this is the story. As I think about balancing the body, I want several things to be front and center. Number one, we need to balance out our hormones. We need to balance our neurotransmitters. So we've got a mind-body connection. We want to make sure that the peptide hormones that are secreted from our gut that tell our brain that we're hungry get turned off at some point and don't keep pumping out all day long higher and higher levels. When you wake up in the morning and you don't eat, from your upper intestine, your duodenum, a peptide hormone called ghrelin gets going. And that's what stimulates appetite. And if you don't eat, it just keeps pumping. Once you eat, and particularly when you have some carbohydrate around, it will turn off. It turns off the best and for the longest when you have breakfast. If you wake up and go 5 hours and you don't eat until lunch, you will shut it down, but it won't shut down as well as it shuts down when you have breakfast. So if we're purely thinking about weight control, worldwide, people who eat breakfast control their weight better than people who skip breakfast. And this has just been documented for decades.
So let's talk about a little bit about that, because you and I were talking during the break, and I said, well, you know, I have a very busy morning schedule. Some days, Wednesdays are the busiest for me, Wednesdays and Thursdays in the morning time. And so I grab these little protein bars, which I've never done before. And you said it'd be great if you could throw in a carbohydrate. And so I started to think, oh, carbohydrate, I don't eat wheat. I'm not in the gluten family. And then a light bulb went on. It's like, okay, you can eat vegetables.
You bet.
Right, we don't think to do that.
No, and in the diets that I structure for almost every client, including me and my family, we saute probably a cup to 2 cups of vegetables in the morning, throw egg on there, and you've got a fabulous breakfast. And I add usually some dairy to it, a cup of milk or some yogurt and a little fruit,
mm-hmm.
and you have just an awesome breakfast. So this is the story. Protein and carbohydrate together make you feel really great.
Yeah.
The protein gives you the building blocks for the feel-good hormone in your brain, serotonin, or neurotransmitter, serotonin. You need tryptophan, an amino acid, to build serotonin in your brain. But tryptophan can't get across the blood-brain barrier. It's a way better barrier than anything we've got at SeaTac. Nothing gets across if it's not supposed to without a carrier. And it's because you have carbohydrate in your diet that the tryptophan gets across the blood-brain barrier. And that's why people on very low carbohydrate diets are typically crabby.
Well,
I like long pause there. Everyone's looking at everybody else in the room who's crabby today?
Well, I'm thinking about this because, you know, we've gone through these waves of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat carbohydrates, don't eat carbohydrates, eat a lot of meat, don't eat a lot of meat. But we don't really understand the science of this the way that you're talking about it. I think if more people understood the science of this and the simplicity, right?
Right, right.
We've made this so complicated.
A glass of milk is one of my highest feel great foods. It has whey protein in it. Whey protein is not just a twofer, a threefer, and a fourfer. I mean, whey protein has the ideal array of amino acids and branched chain amino acids that mirrors our muscles. So for all of us who I want active out there, it is a perfect recovery protein to help you rebuild and restore your muscles. Whey protein is high in tryptophan. I just told you that's the amino acid we need to raise mood. And milk also has lactose in it, natural milk sugar. It's a perfect amount that marries the protein and carbohydrate together. And the coolest thing we know about whey protein is that it helps us burn off abdominal fat.
Mm.
So why aren't we drinking milk? Not to mention the calcium, the phosphorus, the magnesium, the boron, and the vitamin D that is required to manufacture serotonin in the brain. So milk is a number one feel-great food in my book. Doesn't mean that you have to have 5 cups of it, but it means a little bit a couple of times during the day.
Well, I think the whole dairy conversation is a big conversation. You know, we've gone from understanding the nutrition aspect of certain dairy, right? I'm not talking all, you know, ice cream's in the dairy category.
Right. You know, well, it's in the dessert category for me.
But, you know, I have a friend that calls it dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It fits her style. But she's 120 pounds. So, I mean, but there is something about the way that our society starts to look at things that moves up to the fad category. And we all of a sudden classify dairy and we say dairy is bad. Dairy is bad. And again, we get back to the one size fits all.
And the point of the good mood diet is to let me do the work for you and let you put your food to work for you.
Mm, that's great.
So I don't want people thinking about grams and milligrams and nutrients and micronutrients. I want you to think about food. The philosophy in the good mood diet is 50% of the success of the plan as an entire lifestyle, because it's about thinking about what you need to eat, not what you can't eat next. We eat by default in this country. I can't eat this. I can't eat that. I can't eat the next thing. I guess this is all that's left. That's a drag.
Right.
And so what we know and what this great research showed us that was people who successfully lost and maintained more weight when they had chocolate cake for breakfast versus the group who were on the low carbohydrate diet, the people who ate chocolate cake for breakfast lost and maintained 40 pounds more than the people who are on the low-carb diet.
Wow.
So what that research was really trying to get at was, first of all, does a bigger breakfast turn off the hormones that promote appetite, ghrelin, and does it turn on leptin, which is another peptide hormone that tells us to start burning fat and stop storing fat? So those two things they showed, that with a bigger breakfast, that makes a big difference. With more carbohydrate at breakfast, you are more successful that way. But what they also showed is that when we satisfy this ghrelin peptide hormone that promotes appetite, we also satisfy dopamine receptors in the brain, which actually make us feel good, happy, and satisfied. Mm. And so we have less of an appetite and less of a desire to eat more carbohydrates and sweets, and we have fewer cravings. So these people didn't report cravings, whether that was from chocolate. That's a confounding factor.
That is a confounding factor.
You know,
right.
It was more sugar and fat in the morning.
Yeah.
It was a bigger breakfast by 300 calories in the morning,
right.
But they balanced out calories throughout the day in both groups. So
right.
The calories were not different.
Right. It wasn't a boost in calories.
No.
It's just where they lined
where
them up.
Where they lined
maybe.
Them up.
Right.
And so the cravings is what throws us off our plans. And in the Good Mood Diet, I design every meal. And the whole concept, even if you just eat off of the list of feel great foods, you don't even have to follow the menus. The list of feel great foods will give you the types of combinations all day long that help you feel happy, uplifted, with mental energy, mental focus, and low, low, low cravings.
It's such an interesting conversation, and I knew you were coming on the show, but I didn't know that I would have this experience with my friend. One of the scariest things for this very dear friend of mine to do is taxes. Okay.
It's all of us.
Brilliant, brilliant idea. Actually, I gave her your book, and she has been reading your book.
Oh, great.
But I don't know where she got this interpretation from. So she ate each day as she went through. This is the easiest she's ever done her taxes ever. A pint of Java chip ice cream. Now, she could do that, right, for a lot of reasons. But it was interesting to watch. She didn't just eat it alone, but she read your book. And, you know, there were certain things she did. It was so interesting to see how she absolutely got through this process completely blissed out. Now, it wasn't the sugar high pump.
No.
It could have been the dark chocolate. I don't know. I don't really I know. But this particular ice cream is it's a very rich.
It's got some caffeine in it.
It's got some thank you. It's got some caffeine in it. It's actually a Starbucks brand. And you can hardly find it. You have to really look for it. But it is gluten-free and a whole lot of other things. And that I found so interesting. And I tried to go back into your book to see how that might work. But the other part of that is all of the things that you just talked about, she also has incorporated.
Oh, great.
Very easily. So how do we, you know, wrap this up for people? Because I'm not recommending, this is not what I'm saying, all of you listening to the show. I'm not really saying just run out there and go get a couple of pints of Java chip ice cream or whatever that is.
I was looking for it right now.
No, I'm going to tell them.
Starbucks. Yeah,
I'm going
right.
to tell them they should go to drskleiner.com and buy the book.
Yes, that's exactly what I was just getting ready to tell them. Go to Dr. Kleiner's website, drskleiner.com, because the Good Mood Diet, the book itself, really lays things out for you in terms of how we get to perform each day. You know, it's really an interesting conversation. If you look at some of the athletes, some of the professionals, ask yourself this question. Are they able to be at their top of their game if they're in a bad mood? Ask yourself that question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Dr. Susan Kleiner.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. we're able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was actually the song that I loved last night. I love that song last night. That was good because you know what? I have absolutely needed the help from my friends along the way in my life. And, you know, thanks to people like my guest today, Dr. Susan Kleiner. And for those of you out there, go to the website. I'd like to just introduce you to the website. If you go to drskleiner.com, K-L-E-I-N-E-R.com, lots of information on how you feel, the good mood diet, how you perform. Lots of information about her, but also, you know, what I would love for you to do is this is what I love doing. I love checking out people's blogs and what they have to say, because we're all on this journey to really feel good. But, you know, the idea is for me, Dr. Susan, it's so hard to do the things we need to do in life when we're not in a good mood. It really is so hard. You can't focus. I don't care. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's Yes, absolutely. It's all about how you feel. It really is. And whether my client is a mom who's got a bunch of kids, who's trying to stay healthy and fit and has a part-time or a full-time job on top of it, her ability to have mental energy and mental focus, as well as the physical energy to be there for herself as well as her family, is equally as important as an elite athlete who needs to have the mental and physical energy to perform every day?
Well, you know, let's talk about mental focus a little bit, because we look at athletes and we say you have to have the mental focus to perform. But you know what? I spent a lot of years in that arena, and you do. I mean, I spent a lot of years trying to hit a little teeny ball very fast and make sure that when it came back at me, I knew what to do with it. I mean, we're talking nanoseconds.
Right, right.
But then in my corporate job, my management job, I found that the same level, if not more, of focus that was required, it was difficult to maintain. And the thing that I attributed it to, and maybe you can talk to this, is as an athlete, you know, when you're training, you're doing all the things that you need to do to perform at an optimal level all around. Somehow, I thought after I was done with that phase of my life, I wouldn't need those things anymore.
And what's so cool is that what you eat makes a huge difference.
Huge.
And if you think about it, that food is a collection of chemicals, and that gets into your body and washes over your cells and your brain all day long, constantly influencing how you're feeling, what your focus is. And in fact, a number of years ago, Coach Pat Riley asked me to come down and speak to the Miami Heat, because his really big thing is mental focus. And he says with an elite athlete, but with any athlete, 50% of the game is mental.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can't focus, especially as you start to get tired toward the end of a game or a match, how are you going to win? How will you become a champion? And so I gave my talk, and it was the Good Mood Diet Plus. The Good Mood Diet, in fact, has sports nutrition woven into it. That's why if you need to lose weight, you will. But I don't emphasize that piece of it, because I really want people to think about how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to Florida and spoke to the Heat, I gave my talk and I gave my list of feel great foods and anti-inflammatory foods. And Shaquille O'Neal was on the team at the time, and he raises his hand and he says, "Hey, Doc." And I said, "Yes, Shaq." And he said, "Well, none of my cultural foods are on that list." And I said, "Well," I said, so what are your cultural foods, Shaq? What do you eat that's not on the list?" And he says, "Well, you know, chitlins and greens with fat back and fried chicken." And I said, "Well, and how often do you eat that?" And he said, "Once a week on Sundays when I'm together with my family."
Right.
And I said, "Well, once a week, you go ahead and you enjoy that. And the rest of the time, you stick with the plan." And so what happens is you're not cheating, and I can't stand that concept of a cheat day, because immediately it conjures up guilt, and it sets you up for failure. So plan in, and that's what I do with the Good Mood Diet, and that's how your friend figured out how to add the Java chip ice cream.
Right.
Plan in the foods you love. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can have as much as you want every day, but what you will find is that when you follow the Good Mood Diet plan, you won't want to eat that much of that food every day. In fact, I worked with Matt Hasselbeck a number of years ago, and he was known in the Seahawks clubhouse as the ice cream boy. And they placed bets on who was going to win, him or me. It was very funny. And what had happened was he was eating like a quart of ice cream every night or more. And on the plane, when they'd come back from an away game, he would eat about 5 or 6 Dove bars. I mean, it was just fairly astounding, the amount of ice cream. But it wasn't a surprise when I found out that by the end of a full day of practice, 2 or 3 practices a day, he had eaten about 1,500 calories, and he needed 5,000.
Wow.
I was going to jump in. That explains his play sometimes. A little slow around the field.
Well, that was years ago.
Are you sure about that? He's no longer in Seattle. There's a reason.
So,
I'm just kidding.
He's doing pretty good, though, now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with that?
He's probably getting way more.
Well, all you have to do is leave Seattle, and you become a star.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm so curious about this. So what was he doing? Eating just ice cream?
So what happened? He would get home and he was starving. And it's not about choice. It's not bad behavior. It's physiological drive.
Right.
Your brain needs fuel and it needs energy and it needs it now. And that's sugar and fat. And you will eat anything that doesn't crawl across the counter by itself. So why not plan in, first of all the foods that keep you in balance and make you feel great throughout the day, and plan in the times when you can have that treat mm-hmm. that you want, whatever it is. But what happened with Matt?
Yeah.
So I planned in some ice cream, not a half a gallon at the end of the day, but about, you know, a cup and a half every day. And after a week, he called me and he said, what would be a healthier snack in the evening? I don't even want that ice cream anymore.
Wow, that's huge.
Because he was well fed all day long. So here's someone who had all of the permission and all of the right to eat that ice cream. And he just, his brain didn't want it anymore.
So what did you recommend as a substitute? I'm curious.
Right. So we talked about it, and fruit and yogurt was something he was really, you know, because it gave him kind of the palatability of ice cream.
Right.
That comfort feeling that he was used to.
Yep.
But it gave him really wholesome nutrition.
I want to know what some of the foods are in the Good Mood Diet. I think we should share some of that with people so they get a sense of it. Because I went through, I have to tell you, I love eggs. But I went through a whole decade not eating them. You know the news on eggs.
Yeah, bad news.
Now they changed it.
Bad science.
They changed it back now.
Yes.
We can have eggs.
Everyone needs to know you should and need to eat a whole egg every single day. There was never one study, not one study that showed that an egg yolk raised cholesterol levels.
Isn't that amazing, though, that we all bought into that egg thing?
It was terrible. But, and, in fact, ever since we've been dumping our egg yolks down the drain, we've been taking in only about a third of the B vitamin choline that we need. Choline is half of the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is the most abundant neurotransmitter in our bodies. It acts every time we think or move. So think about that. Half of that neurotransmitter, we're only getting in about a third of what we need every day. Wonder why you're tired and can't think straight? Not to mention that choline is required for the development of channels in the brain cell membrane to allow nutrients in and toxins out. So now when we're looking at Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, many of the degenerative diseases of the brain, loss of memory, supplementing with what we call phosphatidylcholine is a big part of lowering the rate of progression of those diseases.
Wow. Let's take a short break, Benny. And when we come back, we're going to go through the food list on the Good Mood Diet, because who doesn't want to feel good? All of us do. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. And when we come back, Dr. Susan Kleiner is going to reveal some of the juiciness that you can incorporate into your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk the streets for money.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Sign up for a newsletter. We don't do anything weird with your email, but what we will do is let you know in advance who the guests are, what shows are happening on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, what our giveaways are, and much more, especially in terms of our new learning center that we are getting ready to launch this summer. We'll be able to give you the kinds of tools and things that you need, just like we're talking about today with Dr. Susan Kleiner. For those of you out there, the website you're going to want to go to find out more about her is and the Good Mood Diet and what high performance nutrition is all about is to go to drskleiner.com, drskleiner.com. Okay, so we're going to thank you for joining me here today. This is really very important conversation, but many people, I'm sure by now, are curious about what the foods are, because so much that we hear about is about restricting things, restricting, don't eat this, don't do that. You know, I was once told to eliminate everything white in my diet. So it's kind of interesting for people. I am drawn to protein. I am drawn to meat. I am drawn to eggs. So it's a strange place for me. When I try to do other things, I don't feel good.
And so this list of foods, the Feel Great Foods, is really cool because this is not about perfection. It doesn't mean it's all or nothing at all. Everything that you do, if you incorporate one of these foods, and stick with that one each day for a week, that gets you on the road.
Mm.
It's a beginning.
Okay.
And then the next thing and the next. So we talked about eggs already, keeping the brain healthy. We talked about milk because it can just, the composition of milk is so wonderful in enhancing mood and muscle. We talked a little bit about some fat, but I want to really talk about fat in a very big way. But I want to start with fish.
Okay.
So fish, we hear a lot about how important it is to get those omega-3 fats. It is so important. 60% of the mass of your brain is fat. And in my house, if you're called a fathead, it's a compliment.
Yeah.
But with that much fat, the most prominent fat is DHA, one of the two omega-3 fats from fish oil. You can see it in some fortified foods now, eggs, milk, even orange juice have a little bit of DHA. But you must either get a predominant amount from fish, the fatty fish, and that isn't just salmon, but salmon is a great start. It can be herring. It can be mackerel. It can be sardines. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah, I know. I read your book, and I got so excited. And I love sardines. And somewhere along the line, the past 20 years, I read, don't eat sardines. And I read your book, and I went and got some. I love them.
Oh, they're wonderful. Oh. And rich.
I'm going to bring some in here, and then I'll really do you good with that
thing. In the fish
they're
oil.
Good. They're really
and
good.
And supplementing with fish oil, mm-hmm. I think, is also very important. Mm-hmm. And remember that flaxseed oil is a great anti-inflammatory, but it is not a substitute for fish oil. And so in the Good Mood Diet, along with having regular fish meals, I want people to add ground flaxseed, so flaxseed meal. What's unique about flaxseed meal is the lignin fiber in it that helps feed the healthy bacteria in our gut.
Mm.
Because we know if we don't feel good in our intestines, not only are we not feeling good, but they're not communicating well with our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So all those peptide hormones that I talked about won't be secreted properly. So keeping the healthy probiotics from yogurt and other cultures, keeping them growing by eating the flaxseed meal. In the book, as I said, you can incorporate these anyway. We mentioned milk. One of my favorite ways to have milk is as a hot cocoa in mm-hmm. the evening. And usually this is the first step for most good mood dieters, adding hot cocoa in the evening. Now, it could be just milk, but for most people, adding milk means cookies. So, which is not great in the evening. So a hot cocoa, and I have my recipe in the book, is absolutely wonderful, helps get your brain ready for rest and a good night's sleep, which is also a very important part of mood.
Mm. It, you know, we've learned a lot about cocoa and chocolate in these past decade, I think. A lot of studies about them. But it's so interesting to have it at a night. We always had milk and, well, we had the milk and honey thing at night.
Mm-hmm.
That was our family mm-hmm. thing, you know, because my mother had to put all of us to bed. We were all around the same age and we were just a nightmare. And so that was the thing, that we grew up on milk and honey.
Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful combination. During the day, we have different serotonin receptors that are live in the brain or active versus at night. And at night, the serotonin receptors change with the dark cycle and help get us ready for rest and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And so stimulating serotonin at night helps get us ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the cocoa that I use is a natural, non-dutched, no-alkali cocoa. And
mm-hmm.
that's the one that you want to use whenever you use cocoa powder. Very important, because the alkali or dutching removes all those healthy parts of the cocoa that we're hearing about.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, you know, we talked a little bit about fats. Let's see. We have a few minutes left, which is good.
About 3 minutes.
I want to give people the idea of fat. Saturated, non-saturated. Olive oil, canola oil. I mean, this has been, you know, one day canola's in, now canola's out. I grew up with olive oil. It's the only olive oil I've ever known in my family until my dad married someone from the South, and then oil became that white lard on the counter. but I think oil is confusing for people.
It is.
Avocado was on the X list for a lot of years because of its fat content. So let's talk a little bit, when you say fat, what are we really talking about here?
The high performance fats are very important. As I talked about how important they are for the brain,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have enough fat, your brain will turn off fat burning in your body. So that is not a weight loss strategy. How much fat and what do we want? Those avocados, olives, extra virgin olive oil is wonderful. It's also a potent anti-inflammatory. Regular olive oil for our regular cooking and sautéing. The nuts and seeds and nut butters, all of those
right.
are very important and scattered every time you eat all day long. So a little bit of fat at every meal, one or two servings, depending on how many calories you can eat. But we need fat. People who have diets lower than 25% of their calories from fat have an increase in anxiety and frustration. You can find them driving around on our roads. You must have enough fat in your diet to feel great. And so we want the fish oil for anti-depression, anti-inflammatory, and all the other healthy oils. Canola oil, that's still pretty good. But when we get into safflower, sunflower, fried, processed, any highly fried or processed foods, all of them are going to be less healthy.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Susan Kleiner, joining us here today. Thank you so much. Go to the website, drskleiner.com. Lots of information. And the book that you're going to want to get is The Good Mood Diet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that tune in at night, 6 o'clock tonight, that's where I'm going to be. We'll see you next time.
Let's go out and I can be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing, come out of things unsaid. Shoot an apple off my head and a trouble that can be.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.